Esther Koo's my guest today on the Captain's Log. Thank you so much.
Hi, Brian.
How was your travels?
I'm rocking your hat.
It looks so good.
Check it out. Captain
I think that
Green.
Hat was specific. Oh, God. Everyone butchers it, right? O'Brien.
Captain Brain.
Yeah.
Pinky and the Captain Brain.
I think it was made tailor-made for you.
Oh, this hat?
Yeah.
You know what? It does fit really good.
You're like going to be like my new spokeswoman.
I'll be your hat model.
Although you're the spokeswoman for marijuana. So can you do alcohol too?
Yeah, it goes against my contract.
It does.
You'll have to buy me out, Captain.
I could
Captain,
do that.
My captain.
Yes.
Yeah. You could afford that, you and all your seafood restaurants.
Oh my gosh.
You know,
Esther.
Getting your calamari at Trader Joe's and selling it at Captain Brian's Seafood.
We know
what you're up to. There's a 2020 coming out about you.
I'm bootlegging some shrimp. Don't tell everybody. So listen. I'm supposed to be doing this like this for you.
Okay,
right?
Yeah,
and
set
then
it
you're
up.
Gonna do that.
Vicky Baker is here, and so is Dylan Spears.
All right. Well, they're coming on.
I'm watching the road while you're looking at your phone because that's a safe thing to do.
I'm gonna put the car in automatic drive. That's what I'm gonna do.
Oh,
how about
okay.
that?
Dude, driverless cars are a major thing and they're everywhere.
Yeah.
We'll all be just streaming all the time because
nonstop.
It's just
think about it.
A car is a perfect studio.
What about in the bus? Like, isn't everybody on the train and the bus literally like nonstop freaking on their phone?
Well, they're not like streaming like this, are they?
I don't know. What do you think?
I think cars are better because like all the fabric that's inside a car, it's like a sound booth.
Okay. Well, it is. It is totally like a recording studio.
It's
you
a
could
recording
do the,
studio.
You could do your Periscope if you want.
And you have lights. Oh, it'll just go automatically?
Yeah.
Okay,
so
cool.
You don't have to do anything else now. It's
perfect.
Shit. So tell me literally about your travel here last night. You got in what time?
I got in around 8:30.
And you're in Naples, Florida.
Yes.
And we're doing shows tonight at Off the Hook Comedy Club.
That's right. At your comedy club.
Yes, 7 o'clock.
Woo-hoo.
So they can see you.
That's right.
But more importantly, you mentioned...
Early show for all the old people.
Yeah, yeah. And then we should have done a 420 show.
I'm sorry, agely challenged.
Why didn't we do a... Are you doing a 420 show?
Oh, why didn't we do a 420 show?
Because I didn't think about it.
Well, I'll be doing a 420 show in LA.
You'll be doing a 420 show.
Because
they just
where
won't
it's
know
legal.
It just won't be 420.
Well, it's 420 for me every day, so what are we really talking about?
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree. So when I picked you up this morning, interestingly enough, I remember you did touch on this before, but you told me that you grew up in kind of a religious cult.
Yeah.
Tell me about this. I'm so intrigued.
Are you?
Yeah, a little bit. Because
you know,
I grew up, like, super, like, vanilla.
Yeah,
like,
I can tell.
Middle class. Middle class, Boston town. You can tell? I can't believe it. I'm shocked.
So, it's C-A-P-T, right?
Yeah, B-R-I-E-N.
I know the E.
Yeah, don't mess it up, Esther.
Okay. Yeah, I grew up in a religious cult because my parents were involved in a religious cult. My parents had an arranged marriage in Korea,
yeah.
And they moved here to like evangelize the gospel. Because after the Korean War, Koreans needed an answer. And they just gravitated towards Jesus. Because it's like your country was just devastated by a war.
Right.
Your relatives got kidnapped to North Korea. They closed off the wall. There was insane violence and, you know, war, murder.
So your family had to go through this?
Well, I mean, yeah, they're Korean. Everybody went through
right.
it in Korea. So,
but I'm saying it was, yeah, within your age, your life, so obviously.
Yeah, my parents were babies during the war.
Right.
Right? So their generation just wanted an answer. And that's how a lot of Koreans became hardcore Christian.
Wayne says hi. What's up, Wayne? But Mike Calta says he needs to see a nipple. You mean Naples? I know he wants to say Naples,
oh,
but
yeah,
I think
yeah.
he says cuckoo. Show me a nipple.
Well, you gotta join my email list to see a nipple.
Do you wait? So okay, my email's kicking in. I already took my pill today. Relax. I gotta talk to you about this now too. So you have tell me about like the weird part about it. You just realizing that it was like a real cult or what?
Well, I was,
because you told me, like, this is new to you, kind of.
Well,
it was normal, you know, growing up.
It was completely normal growing up, and I left when I was 17, and then recently I was doing just like Googling
porn.
Some.
No, just
I was just Googling stuff about it, and I found like an FBI report on it.
And that was to
on
you.
The church.
How did
that
you feel about that when you started reading it? Like, you were intrigued, but you were like, whoa, were you feeling?
I was surprised, but also not that surprised. But yeah. I was surprised that it existed. And they did a report in 1988. And I'm reading this going, God, I wish they would have investigated it further.
Yeah.
And
what did you feel like now looking back that there was some shady stuff or what?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like they mask it all under religion. So it's kind of hard to uncover unless you join. Like, obviously the FBI, nobody from the FBI, like, came undercover or, like, joined the church.
Like Scientology, right?
Yeah.
Because they do that.
They do what? Manipulate people?
Yeah, I think so. Like, according to that show, right? With the girl?
With Leah.
Yeah, Rhimes.
Ramini.
Yeah,
I was watching that show, and she didn't join Scientology until she was 14.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bitch, I grew up in it since zero.
Right. Yeah, you know? So you just had no choice anyway. That was
was born into it.
Right.
And most people that were born into it, like, stay in it.
Yes, you're on the Captain's Log. That's the podcast.
What's up?
They said on the Captain's Log. So listen,
yes.
So give me, like, I need to know the one thing you were like, wow, that's whack now when you look back. Is there some of those, like, distinct memories that say, like, why were we taught that? Or why did we have to do that?
Well, you know, when I was Googling it again, just because, like...
Hey, Dad.
I've been so far away from it, you know, for so long that I kind of forget...
My dad's watching.
Hey! So I kind of forget, like, how extreme and hardcore it was.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I read on their website recently was, you know, they write, like, stuff to pray for.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, please pray that Isaac's son can overcome autism.
Right. Yeah. Like,
and
that's,
it's like,
totally gonna work.
Yeah. Like, rather than helping this kid, and it's like they're basically teaching him, like, something's wrong with him, that he's autistic.
Correct.
And they're praying that, like, to overcome it. Like, the terms and the words that they use,
right,
definitely make it very cultish.
What about the money? Do they take the money?
Yeah, they encourage everybody to give 20%. And when I say encourage, you know how Asians are.
Right.
Like,
yes,
if you get a massage at Orchid Day Spa and you give, like, a 5% tip, they're like, no, you tip more, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so
yeah.
They force you to.
I heard. So I heard.
Well, you know, that video is coming out soon. You were there that day, Robert.
They got me.
I saw your name on the list, you know?
You know, it's funny. So they have arranged marriages, right?
Yeah.
It's funny because your dad, they contacted me and said that we should have an arranged marriage today. Together.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, you, like, didn't know?
I didn't know because you're supposed to, like, be a member.
Well, I'm sworn in.
And all these arranged marriages, it was always up to, like, God's will.
Oh.
You know? So
only God willing were you allowed to get
married. You could blame God. You could be like, God really wants you to marry me.
Yeah.
And that's just so fucked up.
They're
using God to rape girls.
Wow. At young age?
At 18.
At 18 they do.
Yeah.
That's why
I left when I was 17.
Because you didn't want to get married.
I didn't want to get married.
Because you were like, there's a captain out there for me.
I'm like, there's nobody attractive in my chapter. Right. So
yeah, yeah.
Let me leave.
Let me go to...
And, like, fuck some, like, good-looking guys.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't blame you. I mean, I would have done the same thing. I would have been out.
Yeah, you're into good-looking guys.
No. Women. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I'm just saying, like, my preference is ladies.
So there's a lot of, like... There's a lot of code words.
Oh, give me a good code word.
Like fishing.
Yeah, I go fishing all the time.
Well, you know.
What do you mean?
When I was growing up, you know what fishing meant?
No.
Fishing was going to, like, recruit new members.
Oh, so you're like.
So they would say, like, okay, we're going fishing now.
But nobody's really got rod and reel. You guys are like, you got your Bibles out. Is it a Bible? Do you care?
It's a Bible, yeah. It's a
specific Bible. it's written differently or what?
It's not the King James Version. It's the one after that.
What I know about that could fit in a thimble, so I couldn't tell you.
I forget. Like, God, it's been so long, so I forget what it's called.
But so you guys would just grab your little packs and you'd run around to houses or what? Or go to the mall?
No, college campuses.
Oh, is that the most vulnerable?
Mm-hmm.
So would you prey on people like that had like zero self-esteem or?
Yeah.
No.
Totally.
Really?
Like R. Kelly.
How could you find him? How could you find him?
You just talk to people or you just talk to people who are alone.
Go up to them.
Yeah. Like in a cafeteria.
Do they have, what's the move? Give me what was the move that they taught you?
Excuse me, do you want to meet Jesus?
No, seriously? Just right out the gate? And then I would expect
just
you
right
to take...
Just right out the gate! I know, that's why I didn't bring anybody to church. I was like a really bad recruit.
Yeah, yeah. And then I'd be like,
you
okay.
You gotta like start with something like, oh, yeah. Hi. That's a nice shirt you have. Have you met Jesus, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ?
Really?
Yeah.
And so then people would... What kind of response would you get?
People would be polite.
They would?
Yeah. People were polite and talked for a little bit.
Because a beautiful little young Asian girl is saying that. But if some creepy dude is going up to you...
No, but girls recruited girls.
Oh,
I didn't
always
recruit guys.
You always went for women.
Yeah. Because, like, you're separated. Because... It's God's plan to, like, marry you, so you shouldn't be talking to guys.
Right, yeah, you
can't
do that.
I wasn't allowed to talk to guys. That's why I'm such a whore now.
Right, right. Yeah, you're very promiscuous, Esther.
But, and everybody, there's another term called, like, marriage problem, and everybody had, like, a marriage problem. Like, it basically said you're horny, right?
Oh.
So, like, if you're a horny guy in the church, they'd be like, Captain Brian... has a marriage problem.
Yeah.
Like if you look at girls too long.
Yeah, I have a freaking gigantic marriage problem. two failed two failed ones, damn it.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
I mean, about the cult that I grew up in.
Do you want to meet Jesus? Yes, D, that's what she came up with. That's her shit. That was her opening move.
You want to meet Jesus?
Did you actually reel anybody in on when you were fishing? Did you have them on the hook?
I had Bible students.
You did?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
So you went to class and taught them?
No, I would go to their house and I would bring my Bible and I would give them a Bible and...
Did you just have like a plethora of Bibles you could just go and like grab them off the shelf and be like, these are extras?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And hymn books.
A lot.
Like books with songs.
Wow.
Could you
sing
them?
And you
know what's crazy?
Can you sing me one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, go.
All hail the power of Jesus' name, na, 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 na. Okay, I forget the words.
Oh, that's not part of the song, na, 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 na?
No, it's
okay,
not.
Okay, you got me. All
but right. There are tons of songs.
Wow.
And, like, you know what's crazy? It's like
you're very musical, actually. So did you learn that from being in the church?
Yeah, because I was part of the orchestra. I was part of the church orchestra. I was, you know, my parents were founding members of the church, so I worked for the church.
Wow.
I played the music. I would go to like Office Max and make Xerox copies of all the songs and pass them out. I would be working for them.
You were a good girl then.
Oh, I was like such a good girl. And
look
but
at what happened.
There was such a contradiction because when you're a missionary kid and you're like, you know, you're supposed to set an example.
Right.
And so I would be a good Christian girl, but every week we had to like share our testimonies of all the sins that we committed that we need to repent for.
So how old, you left when you were 17?
Yeah.
Did you leave a virgin?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
You got out?
Yeah, you can't have sex until you get married.
And you were, like, you believed in it the whole time. You still believe in it?
No!
Okay, I'm just checking.
No,
so
no.
You believed in it until you were 17. What was the change? It was like, okay, I'm out.
I wore a tie-dye t-shirt to my Friday night testimony sharing meeting. And
that went over well.
The minute I walked in, Shepherd Gideon was like...
Are they all Asian? Are they all Korean?
No, they recruit like...
Round eye.
Americans.
Really?
Round eye.
No way.
That's the whole thing because my parents were missionaries from Korea to America. They wanted to recruit North Americans. And they send missionaries all over the world. So if you're an African, you know, if you're a missionary in Africa, you're going to recruit Africans.
Right.
The only the founding members are Korean, and then the whole rest of the congregation is white.
So your parents were part of the founding members? How many founding members? They must be loaded. You make a lot of money in religion.
There's a lot.
You make a lot of money.
Yeah, but
religion.
You know what? They made a lot of money, but I never saw any of it. Like,
damn it.
I was like working for the church, and I never got paid playing piano, playing the oboe, you know.
But look at you now getting paid, girl, because you're famous.
So, yeah, it was crazy. But they force you to give 20% of your income to the church.
I'd be broke.
You know? Everybody is broken. That's how they keep you there.
I leave 20% after my food bill every week. That's all I have left.
I know, right? That is how much you're supposed to tip people.
Yeah. Not even tip. I'm just saying that after I spend all my money on my food, because I'm like pretty extravagant in my food.
Yeah, you like to eat well.
Yeah, I do. But I go to the gym, work out, try to stay fit. I mean, you know, you gotta keep...
I go bike riding.
You do. You play basketball. I'll play you one-on-one.
You want to?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I challenge everyone to...
I only play basketball with myself.
I saw you got a pretty good jump shot, though. Don't be messing around now.
Dude, I'm telling you.
I don't think you can handle with me sticking you, though, right? You know?
Yeah.
Because I'll be on top of you, and you'll be a little nervous.
I'm used to hogging the court.
Yeah, you're wide open.
Right?
You're like, yeah. Open layups, like all day.
I don't
day.
Want nobody doing no defense.
Right,
but they use basketball, for example, to lure kids in.
Is that how you know how to play basketball?
Yeah!
Oh, my God! You gotta thank the church for everything.
You
can...
You had to thank the church.
You do. This cult is amazing. Amazing.
This cult is amazing.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
So, I'm like, yeah, there's so many things I wanted to ask you, but, all right, so you learned, they play basketball. Why? Do they have, like, a rec center? Do they have churches?
They literally, like, bought a house, tore down the walls, and made it into a church. So they put
Is it then considered a church, or is it just illegally operating?
No, they were tax exempt.
Okay.
You know, I remember buying presents for the missionaries in Korea using like a tax exempt letter at Office Max so that you don't have to pay taxes on all the gifts they bought.
Oh, the gifts. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Because, you know, you're a church.
Right.
And these churches get away with murder.
They do.
Like,
they do.
Not paying taxes? How are we still letting churches get away with not paying taxes?
Right.
You're molesting children. You should pay more taxes than everybody.
I know.
A child molestation tax.
This should be extra.
Right? Yeah. Should be bigger than a cigarette tax.
Hey, Dr. Dollar. What's up, buddy? How are you?
What's up?
People just checking in, saying hello on the captain's log. Tell everybody how they can find you because... you know, I want to make sure that they know you on the gram.
Oh, come to my page, estherku.com.
And then you can go to everywhere.
Oh, E-S-T-H-E-R-K-U.
E-S-T-H-E-R-K-U.com. Esther Ku's my guest, stand-up comedian.
Rocking your new Captain Brian's
She's also
hat.
Now, yeah, she's also now the promotional director for Captain Brian's Spirits. And the face of the product, apparently. Look at this. How can you go wrong with that? You like gin, huh?
Oh, yeah. I heard you came out with a Captain Brian's gin.
Yeah, the gin is all organic, all natural.
Bottle.
And the product, if you look, we use fresh juniper. And after we're filtering and after we distill it, we put the juniper in and infuse it back in. That's why it's actually a little tinted. Like a little yellowish green. So we don't use like extract
you
and
know,
fake
I
stuff.
Have,
it's all real, baby.
I have
baby.
Aloe tint on my hands right now.
You do. It's on your leg. I didn't want to act like I was looking at your legs, but
I know,
noticed
it looks
you have aloe right there.
It literally looks like gold.
It does. It looks like you're shimmering.
It's crazy.
Guys, if you could only see what I'm seeing, it's amazing. I'm just saying. That was it. I'm just shocked how that aloe works.
It's crazy. The aloe on this side of Florida is...
She literally plucked aloe right off of the freaking road.
There's a pot.
Yeah, it was a nice one. A big plant.
Well, the thing about aloe, they're like Latinos. They reproduce quickly.
Yeah, a lot.
You
exactly,
know?
Yeah.
And so you just put two aloe in a pot. And,
done.
And the next day you'll have 500.
Yeah, a lot of aloe. speaking of reproducing, you don't have any kids. Do you have kids in the future?
Have I had kids in the future?
No. Do you plan on it? Esther Ku's running around?
No. I got a vasectomy.
You and me both. I shared a good vasectomy, well, so at least I thought
we were talking about your vasectomy.
Yeah.
Then I was like, be careful. My dad got my mom pregnant after his vasectomy. And then you told me that you're supposed to, like, jerk off after your vasectomy.
Yeah.
But I finally realized that's the reason why my dad's vasectomy didn't work.
Right.
Because he didn't jerk off because he was a fundamentalist Christian.
Correct. And
he
thought
jerking off was a sin.
Yeah, you can't release those.
So that's why his vasectomy didn't work. And all this time, my little sister and I thought maybe we're like half sisters.
Right. But no, I think that what happened was is he never tested out the final product. So, first of all, if he was a fundamental Christian, can they have sex all the time still?
Yeah, they can have sex because, like, you're not supposed to, like, just spill your seed off the side of the bed.
You just have to put it on the face.
No, inside.
I didn't know what you meant. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, guys, this show is coming to a screeching halt. Apparently, that joke didn't go anywhere. My guest, Esther Koo, today on the Captain's Log. I'm going to try to maybe cook in the kitchen with you if you have time. I don't know. Are you going to the beach? What are you doing?
I'm cooking.
You going to cook?
I love cooking.
All right, guys. Be back. Thanks for watching.
I like cooking because at restaurants, you never know if they're, you know...
Everything we do is from scratch.
Just got their tubes tied and they're just trying to drink off and
exactly.
into the recipe.
That's the key.
Right?
That's the key. You want extra gluten in the flour.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the dough. All right, we're out of here. We got